The AMA takes its strongest stance on reproductive rights during its annual meeting this week. Democrats are urging federal lawmakers to extend insurance subsidies, and HCA expands its nursing school. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Wednesday, June 15th, and I'm Alex Olkin with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The American Medical Association is taking stronger stances on reproductive rights and climate change. During its annual meeting in Chicago this week, the House of Delegates voted to adopt resolutions opposing state efforts to criminalize abortion and other measures that limit access to reproductive health care. This comes ahead of the much-anticipated Supreme Court decision that, following a leak, is expected to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which established an American's constitutional right to an abortion. Patients and providers in Texas are already feeling the impact of that state's new strict laws banning most abortions after 6 weeks and making it a felony to provide abortion medications after 7 weeks. Pharmacists have already refused to fill scripts for medications prescribed for miscarriages because they're also used for abortions. At the meeting this week, the AMA also declared that climate change is a public health crisis, as physicians are already seeing negative health effects from warming temperatures and increased wildfires. This as heat advisories were in effect for much of the central and eastern U.S. this weekend. As America's physician demographics shift, so are doctors' priorities. The perspectives, politics, and motivations of the younger generation of doctors is shifting from strictly pocketbook issues to social justice issues. Combine that with more attempts by lawmakers to regulate the practice of medicine, and physicians are taking advocacy positions like declaring gun violence and racism public health issues and supporting coverage expansion, which would have been unimaginable a few decades ago. HCA Healthcare is opening another nursing school campus with Galen College of Nursing. This one is in Asheville, North Carolina. Since the Nashville-based for-profit hospital operator acquired a majority stake in Galen, the company has already opened 7 nursing school campuses in Texas, Florida, South Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee. HCA is expanding its pipeline of nurses with the hope that some will work for HCA. The company already employs 93,000 nurses. Amid widespread nursing shortages, schools have struggled to find and retain instructors and provide enough clinical training hours during the pandemic. HCA projects that Galen, with 13 campuses offering baccalaureate, associates, and master's in nursing degrees, will increase enrollment to about 10,000 students this year. HCA has a history of building training programs to address its workforce challenges. The 182 hospital operator has quietly become one of the biggest sponsors of graduate medical education programs in the country. A coalition of more than 50 congressional Democrats is pushing party leadership to act quickly to extend the increased Affordable Care Act health insurance subsidies. The temporarily increased tax credits as part of the American Rescue Plan made monthly premiums much cheaper for many millions of consumers. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, the subsidies cut many of the premiums in half for those buying coverage on federal and state exchanges. As a result, a record 14.5 million people signed up for individual market health insurance coverage this year. While these subsidies are set to expire in the fall, weeks ahead of midterm elections, there is an urgency to act on this over the summer, as insurers are already setting rates for open enrollment. An early look at how much premiums could rise if these subsidies aren't extended is Vermont, where insurers have asked for rate premium hikes of up to 24% due to the uncertainty. The Department of Health and Human Services warns if these tax credits are not extended, more than 9 million people would see their monthly premiums rise, and an estimated 3 million would become uninsured. NBC reports that congressional Democrats are urging party leadership to pass legislation to extend the tax credits through the reconciliation process, which requires a simple majority vote in the Senate rather than a 60-vote supermajority. Democrats had included provisions to extend the tax credits till 2025 in the Build Back Better Act, which remains stalled in the Senate by moderate Democrats, including Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, the market continued to slide on Tuesday. The healthcare sector overall was down about 1%. Among stocks with the largest drops of the day, Tenet Healthcare fell 8.4% on Tuesday, Universal Health Services was down 4.3%, and medical supply company Henry Schein was down 4.9%. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.